The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN is presented by Budget Lumber. Striving to be Lumber One.
Megan Graham of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, the new executive director. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
Well, I'm sure it's stayed very busy for you guys. We talked to you just a few days into being here. It had been a crazy time with the fires and all of that. Do you still have animals that you're taking care of from the fires?
So thankfully, all 55 of the pets that we had been temporarily boarding for folks who had been evacuated have gone home. And we have, I think we have about 8 cats available who were rescued from burned property in Glide. So they're available for adoption. We have about 10 more who are still being treated for burns and will be available soon.
Wow. So yeah. It has been probably a real learning curve, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a learning curve for all of us. It's been extremely busy, and our team has been working around the clock to care for these animals. So they really deserve a big round of applause. We're real proud of them.
So one of the things that you're jumping into as you look at how things are done and maybe adding some new things to Saving Grace is something you've done once already. You're doing again this Saturday. Explain it.
Yeah, we have a mobile pet food bank that has been in the works for probably about 6 months. But somehow the donations that we got, well, from the fires, we got so many donations of food, which we are so grateful for. But we got some major donations from some national food companies, which have now allowed us to have additional food to be able to give out to the community. So we were able to start the food bank that we have been planning for so long. Our first distribution was 2 weeks ago, and our next one will be on Saturday. We do them the first Saturday and the third Wednesday of the month from 12 to 2 out at Stewart Park.
We talk about food drives periodically for getting donations or for people in need getting food, but this is probably a first to be focused solely on pets.
That's really exciting to hear, actually. We're really excited to be doing this for the community of Douglas County. We're doing it in Roseburg now. We hope to expand it to other communities in the future. We also hope to be able to add pet supplies and other services in the future when we have more funding available for that. But for now, we are offering free dog and cat food. I believe we also have some rabbit food if needed for anyone in need. So all you need to do is show up at Stewart Park from noon to 2, and we will get you what you need.
So where in the park will you have folks?
It's over by the railroad tracks.
Train.
The train, yes. Over by the train. The train car, is that what it is?
Yeah.
I haven't actually been down there, so.
This is what happens when you're new to a community.
Yes.
It's actually a historic train engine that has been parked there longer than I've been alive.
Okay, I should know this then.
So,
this is good to know.
This is something that, yeah, people have played on for decades and all of that, but right there in Stewart Park. So do you have staff, volunteers out there? Who's doing it?
Yeah, so our staff was actually really excited about this new program. So we've got a few of them that want to come down and just to be there to help, but primarily it's run by volunteers.
So do you run into people periodically who've got pets, but we've had a tough year in a lot of different ways, where you're looking at how much money you've got and all that, and you're wondering, can you keep the animal? I mean, is that kind of the problem?
Yeah, the real reason behind doing this is to do our first kind of community outreach program, where we're talking to people from the community in their environment, as opposed to having people come out to the shelter. We want to be able to go out to the community and meet people where they are and have that discussion about what do they need to be able to keep their pets happy and healthy? What do they need to be able to keep their pets in their homes, whatever their home looks like? And that's why I was kind of alluding to earlier, you know, we want to start with food, but eventually we want to also be able to help people with whatever their other needs might be, to whatever it is to help them keep their pets.
And for people who have pets, a lot of times you really form a deep connection, with a dog, cat, other animals, where you are really putting as much emotional energy into them as you do some of the people.
Oh, absolutely, 100%, and sometimes even more so. I think that, you know, for a lot of people, their pets are the reason that they wake up in the morning. And, you know, if we can't all afford to take care of them, it's expensive to go to the vet. It gets expensive to pay for food, but, you know, we feel very strongly that everyone should have the opportunity that the to experience the joy a pet brings to your life.
And how's it going with just getting your feet on the ground?
I finally feel like this is the first kind of normal week that I've had. So I've had a chance to look at things like the budget and operations and other normal things, as opposed to just kind of juggling the wildfire things. So it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, you really walked into Crisis Management 101.
Yeah, it was an exciting time. It was an interesting time. I'm really happy to have been able to be here through this experience for this community and to move forward, hopefully with, you know, less disasters on our hands.
So now that you've been there a couple of weeks, what do you think of the staff and the volunteers?
Oh my gosh, everyone's been great. Not only the staff and volunteers, but the community who've just been literally coming in every single day to donate time, to donate supplies. Like I said, we've gotten so much food donated, so many other supplies donated. It's just been awesome. And it makes me feel really good to be really proud and really good to be part of this community.
So talk about your website and what people can find there.
So savinggrace.info, you can find more information about our services. Right now, the website is actually undergoing a transformation. So by the end of the month, by the end of October, we'll have a brand new website that will have a ton more information on it. Lots of ways that you can help us. There's a donate button on there. There's a volunteer application. So all the ways that you can get involved with Saving Grace, you can find at savinggrace.info.
And again, the time and place for your what's that? I just forgot what you're calling it.
Mobile pet. Well, we're calling it a mobile pet food bank, but we probably need a better name. So if anyone out there has some suggestions, we'd be happy to hear them.
All right. And that's going to be Saturday at Stewart Park.
Saturday at Stewart Park, 12 to 2.
All right. Megan Graham from Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center, 839 at News Radio 1240 KQAN.